men that understand the workings of the Holy Ghost have the capacity to change conditions. The capacity to change condition, it's a kingdom entrustment. You can't gain the kingdom if it is not a priority.
Yes, this is the kingdom message. Get ready and fasten your seatbelt as the servant of God, the lead pastor of KDC Love and Mercy Church, Pastor Stephen Enoku, drives us through the mysteries of the Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. On the covenant of the divine fatherhood, your inheritance are secured. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Help begin to arise. Things become easy. Favor becomes overwhelming. You enjoy the strangeness of God's favor. When men say there is a casting down, for you it shall be a lifting up. Said they lifted up their eyes unto him. They were enlightened and they were not ashamed. I pray for you today. You will not be put to shame.
Amen.
Somebody rejoice.
Amen.
I said rejoice. I wanted to walk up to at least 7 persons and tell them congratulations. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord as you take your seat. You may be seated. God bless you. I'll just admonish us and then we'll go. I want to remind you that God is a present help in times of... God is a present help. Whenever things look hard, always go to God. No matter what you face in life, don't go far away from God. The Lord said, I should tell you that the season of dryness will soon be over. And your season of freshness is showing up. You say, but don't give up. Don't give up. I know right now, it seems really, really tough. But the Lord said, don't allow your faith to fail. No matter the pressures, don't give up on God. Number one, the Lord said, do not trust in your own ways. Don't trust in your own ways. Trust Him. Listen to this. Some dryness cannot be wetted by your efforts. There are times that things are dry and you want to try every of your own means to change it. It might not change. But this is what the Lord said. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. He said, blessed are those who trust in the Lord. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. They trust in the Lord. He said, they have made the Lord their hope and confidence. See what it says? Verse 8. It said, they are like trees planted along a river bank with roots that reach deep into the water. Says such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by the long months of drought. Drought may be long, but roots deep brings wetness. The Lord said you will be fresh in drought. Don't give up. Stop asking what you did that is making God to punish you. God is not punishing you. God is teaching you confidence. God is teaching you hope. God is teaching you assurance. He said, you will be like the tree with water that does not grow dry. He said, you will not know when the drought comes. Help is coming. Stop saying things are dry. Things are wonderful. He said, say to the righteous, shall be well with you. He said, weeping may endure through the night. So how do you survive through hard times? Number one, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Even if you don't have any prayer to pray, just go to God and say, Lord, have mercy. Help me. Just help me. You see, sometimes in our challenges, God does not send us help by taking the challenges away. God sends us help by strengthening us to go through it. It may be very long. Somebody is saying, I have never experienced this kind of length of dryness in my business before. He said, their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruits. The Lord said, I should tell you that after the drought is over, your leaves become green and your fruits become plenty. So listen to this. The Lord said, we are coming into a season of harvest. It may look dry. It may look difficult. Harvest is guaranteed. Plunge into this harvest. So number one, trust in God. Number two, give thanks. Give thanks. I'm talking about navigating through hard times. Trust in God. Number two, give thanks. Talk about his benefits. Sing about his goodness. I know it's hard. I mean, how do you give thanks when your debtors are calling all your family members? How do you give thanks when your landlord does not allow you rest? How do you give thanks when everything around you looks hard? The Lord did not say you should give thanks because there is money in your account. The Lord said you should give thanks because it's a command. In everything, give thanks. It shows that you can rely on the word of God. Look up. Thanksgiving is an act of obedience. You are obeying God. He said, in everything, give thanks. The psalmist was speaking. He said, let everything that has breath praise God. Say, let the people praise him. Let the people praise him. He said, then the earth will yield an increase. There is a connotation between thankfulness and fruitfulness. Don't allow the enemy to trick you. Give thanks. Stop complaining. If customers are not coming, turn your business environment to Thanksgiving zone. Father, thank you. Walk around your shop and say, Father, thank you. Walk around your home. Look at your port and say, Father, thank you. Let me tell you this. Thanksgiving is a seed. He said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? He now said, I will what? I will sing of your praises. Listen. There is seed you give offering. There is seed you sow planting. But there are words you also sow. Thanksgiving is a seed. If the cloud be full, it will empty itself. What you give God, what you give thanks to God for becomes full. So thankfulness is fruitfulness. So one of the easiest ways to sow lasting seeds is the seed of thanksgiving. Say, I am grateful. Number three. Surround yourself with people of conviction. Surround yourself. You see, when things are tough, check your company. It's not everybody that should be around your space. Because some people will tell you to curse God. Some people will tell you it is the reason why you are broke is that you go to church too much. They will make you feel or think that your devotion to God is the reason for your frustration. And don't forget, evil communication corrupts good manner. So when things are tough, check your company. You know, sometimes when I'm going through challenging moments in life, that's why I like being alone. Because of the next thing I want to say. Is it number four now? Huh? Don't murmur. Don't complain. Don't worry. Don't murmur. Don't complain. Don't worry. Instead, do what? Give thanks. I remember when God was teaching me how to trust him in the midst of hardship. You see, the level we are in life is the level where when things are hard, you won't even know. It doesn't change our mood. It doesn't. Just a lifestyle. Just thankful. Remember when I was going through the lesson? Around that time, I got into a situation where there were bills that have deadlines. You know, bills that have deadlines. Like if you don't pay school fee within a certain period, the portal will be closed. And then the time is counting down. And yet nothing has come. But yet, like Job, you will say, I will still trust in him. That's where faith is built. A faith that is not tested cannot be trusted. How can you claim to trust God when every little challenge you face, you complain? Where is the trust? Where is the trust? I know your debts are increasing, but you are not the only debtor. Even Nigeria itself is owing. So stop carrying your face as if you are a problem of the world. I will rejoice. I'm going to lift my hands to worship you. Glorify your name among the nation. Oh, I will rejoice in everything. I will give thanks to you. You have been my help and my salvation. I will rejoice. I'm going to lift my voice to worship you and glorify your name among the nation. Oh, I will rejoice in everything. I will give thanks to you, for you have been my help and my salvation. No matter how much pressure you face in life, don't blame God. Don't complain. Don't murmur. You see, one thing is sure. It will end in praise. Oh, what a glorious God. Oh, what a powerful Savior. Mercy, grace, and goodness surround you. Oh, what a glorious God. Oh, what a glorious God. Oh, what a powerful Savior. Mercy, grace, and goodness surround you. Oh, what a glorious God. Oh, what a glorious God. Listen, you will not know how glorious God is until the drought is gone. And then you will see that you have plenty left. God is faithful. Sing about his faithfulness. Sing about his kindness. I know that right now there is nothing to sing about. Sing about his faithfulness. It is very easy for us to share testimony when things are going well. But the greatest testimony you will share is how much confidence you have, even when all hope is lost. That is where real faith is modeled. I'm not going to give up. Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to give up. In the midst of the challenges, I will still give thanks. Give thanks. For it is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And then lastly, number 5, surviving through challenging seasons. Number 5. Are you ready for this one? Are you ready? He said, he that goes out, bearing precious sheaves, shall undoubtedly return with plenty. Simply put, he said, he that sow in tears will reap in joy. Sow sacrificially. Number 5, that is how to survive through challenging times. Sacrificial seed. Verse 6, he said, he who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. I mean, how can God say you should be sowing when things are hard? You know, while she was taking the reflection, she said something, that things are wonderful, but even in that 2K, bring out the seed. Listen, if you know swan, you know go reduce the problem when you carry. Hello? You know go reduce. You see, there are several things that conquered greed in my life. I mean, there are things that conquered greed in my life. That's why I advise a normal lifestyle. Life is already a sacrifice life. So I can choose not to eat for people to eat. Just give them, let them go and eat. It's a normal lifestyle because hunger can't kill me. So the number one principle that cured greed in my life is that, see, waiting 20,000 naira no fit do. I mean, you get 20,000 naira, you say no go rich. Even if you commode seed from inside and sow, you no go still rich. Still sow the seed. If you no commode seed from inside, sow, you no go still rich. The seed when you commode sow, no go make and suddenly rich. It is the foolishness of the devil to think that in your dry times you should squander your seed. Because he who continually goes weeping, I call it tearful seed. The hardest time to give is the hardest time of life. But it is the best time to give. Put it on your head. Put it in your heart. I'll quote it again. The hardest time to give is during the hardest times of your life. But it is the best time to give. A king was fighting battle. The children of Israel was defeating him. They were defeating him. He was losing the battle. All of a sudden, he stood and took his first son and sacrificed the son. And then all of a sudden, do you know what happened? The battle turned against the children of Israel. Scripture said they ran after the children of Israel and they could not win them. It's in the Bible. Listen, who told you that if you eat your seed in your hard season, the season will become soft? It will become harder. Listen, sense of God. The easiest way to end hardship is to sow tearful seed. Cough it out. Be crying and be doing it. The Bible says you will undoubtedly return with your sheaves, with your yield. You see the next first verse, verse 5. He said, he that sows in tears. Do you know what it means to sow in tears? It means sowing that is not, that is painful. I mean, you just got the money. It's you if it's what you want to use to eat. And everybody say wisdom. You see, listen to this. Let me tell you some things about tearful seeds. Most times, tearful seeds are not commanded. Nobody will tell you. He will not tell you. Now, some are commanded. Like the one in the book of Kings. When Elijah came to the woman and said, give me to eat. The woman said, Oga, I know if he give you. Say this one, I made me a chop and make my pekin. May we die. And then Elijah said, bring it. And scripture recorded it. That our crews never failed. It didn't fail. Nothing sustains continuous provision in hard time like sacrificial seeds. That's the reason why most times when things are hard for the world, it also becomes hard for Christians. Because for the world, that is the time for them to hoard. But for the man that understands kingdom principle, that is the time to what? To sow. That's why some of us, I mean, things are hard now. So our giving has dropped. So now, the reason is because, I mean, literally speaking, it is foolishness to give where you don't have. But scripturally speaking, it is seeding to give when you don't have. It is called tearful seed. That's what we call sacrificial giving. Sacrifice of praise. Sacrificial seed. The one that is not convenient. Are you with me? Those are the five ways to navigate through hard times. There are some of you, listen to me. Listen to me. I say this prophetically. There are some of you, before the week will end, you will make up your mind to make sacrifices that you have never made in your life. So just come. Watch out for the opening. Watch out for the opening. There are some of you, God is going to use this season to completely terminate that debt, that life of debt in your life. It also says something of blessed memory. And that's the kind of life he lived. He said, when what you have is not enough, you give out what you have. Convert it to seed. It's a principle. If it's not enough, just convert it to seed. And go and cry. You see, when the harvest will come, you will cry tears of joy. There are some blessings that you don't deserve. While I was in the office, while she was talking, the Spirit of God told me something. He said, one of the first signs of faith is giving. When she was talking about giving. He said, one of the first expression of faith is giving. He said, it's not talking. It's not promise. It's what? It's giving. And oftentimes, it appears that the more we know about God, the less we give. Because we feel that, after all, I can claim my inheritances. No, it doesn't work like that. Are you with me? When the times are hard, sow tearful seed. You come into a covenant of increase. And for your life, nothing becomes hard anymore. And some of you, you don't need to be too smart for God. He was sharing something with me yesterday evening. The Spirit of God was just breathing upon my heart about how the principle of giving. Giving is a principle. He said, most times, believers don't understand that I am the God that bless. And one thing about God is that He systematically sends to you because He knows you are a channel. So it means that the kind of life He wants you to live is a life that you can't sponsor your needs. So He takes care of your needs, but He wants you to be a benevolent person. So that's how it works. So as you take care of people, He takes care of you. And He started giving me some practical examples. And then some of us become so smart. And to be fair to believers, the two kind of people that are very calculative that I've seen among believers, which is not really a bad thing, are salary earners and business people. They are very, very calculative. But if you see a businessman that understands the principle of giving, he will not only be rich, he will be wealthy. Let me tell you the difference between riches and wealth. Riches are incomes, things you... Rich people have money. Wealthy people have assets. That's just a simple difference. So you can have 10 million in your account, you are rich. But there are some people that have just 1,000 naira in their account, but they are wealthy. Because they have assets. In other words, what they need can't be a problem. What it means is that wealthy people, their needs are always met. That's what wealth is all about. So they can't be stranded about where to stay. And wealth in scriptures is a blessing. Look up. In the scriptures, riches are entrustment. Wealth is inheritance. You need to understand it. Now that's the reason why some people can't live beyond paying bills. You can't live beyond paying bills. Only bills you'll be paying for your life. The reason is because you can't be trusted with riches. You consume it on yourself like the rich fool. God blessed him and he knew the next thing he said, I will pull down this barn, I will increase it. The Lord taught me something. He said, when I begin to bless you, don't increase the size of your wardrobe. Increase the size of your giving. It's a principle. Are you with me? That's the way it works. He said, as I begin to bless you, increase the number of people that benefit from your what? From your income. And then I will expand you. You become wealthy. Because wealth in the kingdom is inherited. If God pronounces on you, you are blessed. How much you are blessed, though? Most of you don't understand. So keep sowing your seeds. But Pastor, I've been sowing and sowing. Don't worry, keep sowing. You get to a point in life like Solomon, and God will said, I will not even give you the head of your enemy because you asked of it. Said, I will bless you. Take care of your business. Learn the principle of savings. I didn't say you shouldn't do that. I'm not saying as a businessman, you just be selling clothes free for people or selling cars free for people or selling data free for people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that as the prophet comes, give. And then God in return will make you wealthy. So please, times are hard. Don't reduce your offering. It is foolishness. Are you with me? It is foolishness. So tearfully, increase it. There are things that will come into your hands this season. They are not for you. It's a test. Be sensitive. At times some people will come and sew clothes to you. Don't wear it. Sew it out. That's how it works. That's how this season works. Your uncle sends you money. Free money. Let me tell you one of the easiest ways to handle challenging times in the principle of seeding. You see those free money? They are not free. Oh, convert them to seed. They are the easiest seed you can sow. Or see all those money you are not expecting. As it's coming like this, just convert it to seed quickly. That's how to live through hard times. And God will take care of you. He said, if the cloud be full, Ecclesiastes 11:6, it will empty itself. See what Paul said. He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. Philippians 4 verse 19. Let's stand up on our feet. I'll go through challenges. I'll survive through the hard time. Doesn't matter what will come my way. I'll put my trust in you. 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 Listen. I've struggled through this. But while I began to pray in the service this morning, I perceived it so strong in my spirit that it is a deal breaker. It is a deal breaker. There are three things the Lord began to bring to my heart. Number one, he said, when we started this year, he told us that it's going to be a great grace. A year of ease and a year of increase. And then, two things I've been able to do since the year started. Number one, he said, for those of them that don't have anything doing, they should get something doing. Get busy with your hands. I kept saying it, especially from last year. And then secondly, he said, let them begin to embrace principles. So 2 weeks ago, started teaching on principles. And then one thing very, very strong that came to my spirit yesterday and this morning, he said, I will bless my people. I see the second half of the year as seasons of harvest. So he said it's going to be season of harvest. I don't know how he's going to do it. So I'm telling you this morning, that season of harvest is coming. It's a season of harvest is coming. Your season of harvest is coming. Glory to God. So more practically, I want us to move from this place to that site. I'm no longer finding peace for us to stay here. I've been wrestling with it all through the week. We need to go to that place. How many of you have a witness in your spirit that we need to go to that? You see, that project is an opportunity for the Lord to test your faith. Now, some of us that we have not considered it as necessary to sacrifice for that project. The Lord said, I will prosper this house. You remember FLC? Wild wind of prosperity. But see, look up. You need to stretch your faith. As some of you, you're not even ready to stretch your faith. You want to stay with just paying bills and paying debt and paying bills. No way. That's not God's best for your life. God wants you to have and have more and share more. Break out of that limit. Break out of it. So you know what to do? Take up a seed of sacrifice for that project. Between now and first week of July, we'll move into that place. My deepest desire is that our next celebration service, we have it in that place. So how do we do it? Take up a seed of sacrifice. So close your eyes and lift up your hands. I'm taking it up as a sacrifice. Move to the next level of giving. You have been giving conveniently before. The Lord is saying, come up to the level of sacrifice. Some of you have not done it before. I mean, getting to that point where you have to sell something to use the money to advance something that will benefit the kingdom, to build something that will benefit the kingdom. So the Spirit of God is speaking to your heart right now. So lift up your hands and just commune with Him. There is a grace for giving that is coming upon this house. I'm going to give to that project. I'm going to give sacrificially. You already have a picture in your heart what you are going to do. I'm not telling you to come out. I'm not telling you to take a paper. No, just settle it within your heart. I want that psalm we read to become a reality in your life. You know that kind of giving that is making you cry, that each time you remember, you just want to cry. He said, as long as it is from sacrifice, the scripture says, undoubtedly. That is to say, your yield, it's not negotiable. I mean, it's not negotiable. That was what God did to Abraham. He said, surely, in blessing, I will bless you. You permanently shut the door of lack, the door of limitations, the door of death. You permanently shut it from your lineage. And Abraham was blessed. Isaac was blessed. Jacob was blessed. Jesus is blessed because he's from that lineage. So every hand that is lifted and every heart that has committed itself this week, you will have a taste of divine help. You will experience the unusual dimension of supernatural help. The Lord will bless you. Someone you never imagined will call you and they will alert you. In your business, you will enjoy unusual kind of demand. In your place of work, they will begin to make it so fast to promote you. Your family members that forgot you ever existed, they will begin to call you. You will receive call from your benefactors. So you are blessed. Said you are blessed. You are blessed.
We hope that you have been instructed and edified by the teaching from God's servant, Pastor Stephen Enoku. If you have need for more edifying teachings, you can download them from our ministry's website, www.kdclovemercy.com/sermons. For counseling, feedbacks, and should you want to support the ministry or be a partner to what the Lord is doing through us, send us a mail through kdclovemercychurch@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Keep taking charge.